As I've said at the beginning of the show, today we have a special broadcast, and today is only the top 10, and I will only be broadcasting for an hour. As promised as well in the beginning, we have a special interview with Dr. Beth Engelbrecht, and Sadiq will be doing that interview.
It's time for the big interview on the RX Top 20 with Alex.
Sadiq, over to you, my man.
In this, for the second time in studio, what as we have Dr. Beth Engelbrecht, the head of the health department in the Western Cape. Dr. Beth Engelbrecht is the HOD for the health department. In 2001, she became the deputy general director. In 2015, she became the head of the health department in the Western Cape. Thank you for your. We would like to thank you for your outreach program to us.
Thank you very much, Sadiq. It's really great to be here and great to meet you as well. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
And please, Doc, you told us you held a meeting with the general director of the health department. Precious, but so. What was the reason for that meeting?
Thank you, Sadiq. So it's absolutely right. I've arranged that RX Radio could meet with the Director General. She's at the national level for the whole of the country, the Director General. And, you know, if you believe in something and you know that something can make a difference, you're willing to put everything in to support that program. So clearly, I believe in what RX Radio stands for, what RX Radio want to achieve and really make a difference in the lives of people and children who on a daily basis have to deal with their illnesses. And also to kind of reach out further. So that meeting was to see to what extent we can connect RX Radio, who is based at Red Cross Hospital, at a national level. So that ultimately we might get to a place where RX Radio get a radio license, and ultimately every child in every community can look at the wonderful things that you guys are doing.
Yeah, thank you for that. What do you think our vision is? To reach every public hospital who has children already in the country.
This is an amazing vision. And you know, if you don't have a vision and a dream, you're not going to reach that. You have to start working towards it. I'm very excited about this vision of RX Radio. Just think, if you go to Paul Hospital, or you go to a hospital in Mamelodi, or a hospital in Soweto, or a hospital in Kimberley, you listen to RX Radio. How amazing is that? So clearly we will be able to reach a lot of children. And I know that at the moment we're talking English, but there's other children who are much better in Khoza, or in Afrikaans, or other languages, and I know there's already a process to make sure that we can get other languages in RX Radio as well. This is a wonderful vision.
As you, the head of the department of the health in the Western Cape, what are the qualities in public hospital offered to children?
Thank you very much. This is a very good question. And how do you define quality from whose perspective? Is it from my perspective or from the children's perspective or from the parents' perspective? I want to believe when I go and visit hospitals, when I come to this amazing hospital, I can see kids get a very, very good deal. It might not be the same in other places, especially in our smaller community facilities where children have to wait in the same place where people come in who've been stabbed and shot. And elderly have to wait, etc. So we want to continue to improve the environment where the children are. But when they get to care, they really get good care.
Can I ask you a personal question? As you a very busy lady. What do you do to relax?
Thank you for that. I do sport. I walk a lot and I run and I climb the mountain. So I love to do that. And then I love reading because I'm so passionate about leadership and management and health. I find myself reading up on those things when I've got time to relax. So, and I've got 4 kids and 4 grandchildren. So I love also to spend time with them.
Since this is a music show, what type of music do you enjoy?
I love many types of music. Actually, you know, there's actually little music that I don't enjoy. But I find myself, I love the music by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And I love worship music. So that's in my car. I always have a worship CD in just to connect to my core and connect to what's really important to me.
Where do you see Oryx Radio in 10 years' time?
I see Oryx Radio in 10 years' time on every child's phone in this country, in every hospital, public and private, and kids can see what can be done by other children, how other children can really create content, really connect with the hearts and minds of children across the country. This is a dream, and I think all of us have to work towards that.
As elections are around the corner, and I am very passionate about politics, why do you think children can't vote?
It's a very interesting question, and I'm very glad about your passion about politics. Politics is not always a nice place because people are there in it for themselves and not necessarily always for what's important in life. So children is not necessarily always on the high cards of politicians, be it as it may. The question is why are children not allowed to vote? And I wonder whether it is not that children can be influenced and they might be vote out of fear on something that they might not necessarily believe in. Because children they can be influenced. And I think that might be the key thing. Until the time that you feel confidently, I can make my own choice. And that's usually at the stage of, you know, 18-ish. So I think that might be the reason.
Okay. Do you have a message for the children in hospital?
Oh, I've got a good message for children. You know, if you've got influence over only one person, and all of us do have that, you are a leader. So every child in this hospital are leaders. And they can be stronger leaders in the future. Our country needs good leaders. At the moment, we've got leaders, some of them not very good values, not very good behaviors. So we would like children to learn and to know what is the right thing to do and just grow in that. The last time I was here, the last question to me was, what would you like to talk about next time? And I said, I would like to talk about relationships. And you know, the one thing that we found is that everybody around this table has got a cell phone. And kids are very busy on the cell phones. And you know what they call, they created this new group of people that are attention engineers. So they do anything to keep your attention, on the phone. So you get likes and dislikes and the offloaded and on all of these things. So you are so connected to your phone that you forget about the person next to you.
About your family.
Exactly. Very often I go to the restaurant and you won't believe the families at the restaurant. Everyone on their phone. So how do you learn how to connect to people? You know, care about you going for an operation. How do you feel about that? You know, and you know, you with your very unique condition. How do we talk about that? How do we connect with our parents? And I think that is something that we need to reflect on. How do we learn the skill of connecting with people, of building good relationships, and being leaders?
Is there anything else you would like to share?
I just want to say thank you very much to all of you. You came in this morning on your wheelchair. Yoli and others are working to make sure that this dream of ours become a success. So I would like just to say thank you to everyone. But I also like to say thank you to all the staff in this hospital, working hard, dealing with difficult things, and all the parents of their children. It's just a wonderful place to be. So from my side, just thank you to everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Engelbrecht, for your presence. We enjoy the visit by Arnick Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Engelbrecht and Sadiq, our future politician. Well done. You absolutely killed that interview.